Good afternoon. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next is the Tom Hartmann Show, but first these news headlines. UK lawmakers today rejected the government's divorce deal with the European Union for a third time. This leaves the date and terms of the UK's departure from the bloc uncertain. And Venezuela's ambassador to the UN, Samuel Moncada, denounced the terrorist attacks against the national electric systems before the UN Security Council on Thursday.
Cuando se perpetró un magnicidio frustrado contra el presidente Nicolás Maduro Moros. A este respecto, concluimos nuestra intervención denunciando ante la comunidad internacional que las actividades terroristas contra Venezuela son planificadas, instigadas, ejecutadas y financiadas con recursos que han sido robados a la nación como parte de una campaña de agresión que cuenta con el apoyo de potencias extranjeras.
Moncada said terrorist activities against Venezuela are planned, instigated, executed, and financed with resources that have been stolen from the nation as part of a campaign of aggression supported by foreign powers whose policies and practices represent a threat to world peace and security. Governor Andrew Cuomo and other Democrats who control the state legislature are poised to have New York join California as the only states to ban single-use plastic bags. The statewide ban agreement would be part of the state budget that's due on Monday. The ban wouldn't take effect until next March. The plan also calls for allowing local governments the option to impose a 5-cent fee on paper bags. Critics are saying this is just another fee that poor community members will have to pay. Lawmakers have also agreed on a measure that would close two yet-to-be-determined state prisons. Cuomo announced last month he wanted to close three prisons because of the state's declining inmate population. And on Thursday, New York State Attorney General Tish James announced that New York is expanding its lawsuit against opioid pillmaker Purdue Pharma to add members of the billionaire family behind the company, the Sackler family, to its lawsuit. New York State also added five other companies that produce opioid painkillers and four drug distributors to the lawsuit. The New York State Attorney General says New York State averages 9 opioid-related deaths per day. The lawsuit comes out of a multi-year investigation with 4 sets of allegations. A.G. James.
First, this lawsuit alleges that through years of false and deceptive marketing, the following manufacturers of opioids, Purdue, Janssen, Mallinckrodt, Endo, Deva, and Allergan have grossly misled the public about the true risks and dangers associated with opioids. Second, what is more groundbreaking about this lawsuit are the allegations against the distributors of opioid drugs, McKesson, Cardinal, AmerisourceBergen, and Rochester, some of the biggest distributors of opioids in New York and in the nation. They failed to exercise their most basic duty to detect and report the diversion of opioids because of poorly designed, poorly resourced, and poorly executed monitoring programs. Third, this lawsuit contains detailed allegations about the Sackler family and their attempts to hide the vast fortunes they collected at the expense of actual lives. And in an attempt to shield these fortunes from families whose loved ones have been killed by their products, we allege that the family has illicitly transferred funds from Purdue to personal trust so that they are potentially outside of the reach of law enforcement and our efforts to seek restitution or penalties. Fourth and lastly, the lawsuit sets forth detailed False Claims Act allegations against all of the defendants based on opioid prescriptions that were paid under state health programs because of the defendants' misconduct. The gross misconduct exhibited by these defendants enabled countless New Yorkers to obtain prescriptions that were not medically necessary, prescriptions that New York State taxpayers footed the bill for, because they were paid under state health programs, including but not limited to Medicaid.
In New York, all distributors are subject to the New York Controlled Substance Act. It requires that they implement measures to detect suspicious activity and report them. But the suit alleges distributors did not have robust compliance systems in place.
And in the cases when a suspicious opioid order was flagged and investigations were not conducted, the orders were not blocked and they were not reported to the state. Simply put, they put profit over patients.
Attorney General James says the lawsuit breaks new ground in alleging willful misconduct, fraud, and negligence by distributors who purchase opioids in bulk from manufacturers, sell to individual pharmacies and other licensed dispensers, ignoring red flags. She says without compliance, manufacturers will not be able to do business in New York. New York's announcement comes 2 days after Purdue and the Sacklers agreed to pay $270 million to Oklahoma, the first settlement stemming from a wave of nearly 2,000 lawsuits that the company says could push it into bankruptcy. New York seeks penalties and damages that could total tens of millions of dollars. It wants the defendants to endow a fund to curb the epidemic. Representatives for Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family behind the creation of OxyContin says New York State's lawsuit against them baselessly blames them for fueling the opioid crisis. They spoke out Thursday after Attorney General Tish James announced the expansion of the existing case. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.